On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you? I'm good.
Very good. What's it looking like in LA at the moment? Is it still shaking around over there?
Hasn't been any earthquakes since Friday, which was one more since we last spoke.
Mm.
The second one that hit came when I was in a movie, actually.
Oh, God.
Kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It was only about half the people got up and left. I was one of them.
Sensible.
But that was pretty weird. Yeah. So slightly on edge a little bit.
Fair enough.
But it's back to a scorching day here and feels as per normal.
Classic LA rolling along.
Yeah.
Hey, what is happening in the movies at the moment? Have you been to see anything good or bad or just, you know, middle of the road?
I saw The Lion King live action,
so-called
live action, earlier this week, which isn't actually out in New Zealand until next week.
Very cool.
So I'll talk to you about that then.
Okay, well, we'll wait in anticipation for that one.
Yeah, and I'm going to see a film later on today that I'm very excited about.
What's that?
It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's the new Quentin Tarantino film.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know Quentin Tarantino had another film coming out. That shows what absolute, you know, film heathen I am. That's exciting, though. What's the general premise of this one?
Heathen. Really? You didn't know about this?
No, I didn't. It just somehow passed me by. I do normally
wow,
see
like
these
the
things.
This is the most anticipated movie of the year.
I know, I'm sorry.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, hang on, wait, and, yes. Now you said Leonardo, yeah, I've seen a trailer for this. I've seen a trailer for this, don't
sure,
worry.
Sure, I believe you.
Yeah, everyone, wink, wink.
You're just saying that.
I'm just saying that to cover my ass. No, I've seen a clip from it or something, but what's the general premise of it?
It's set in the late 60s. It's about a TV star played by DiCaprio and Brad Pitt as a stunt double, and Margot Robbie plays Sharon Tate, who was one of the victims of the Manson murders.
Yeah.
So this film connects to the Manson murders in ways that are still under wraps. It played at Cannes, but I'm super excited to see it. Heaps of interesting actors in it. Zoe Bell worked on it, I believe, in a stunt coordinating capacity. And I couldn't be more excited, yeah.
So I quite like the idea of Brad Pitt as a stunt person. It must be quite weird for an actor who's quite used to probably having their own stunt people to pretend to be that thing as well. It's a bit meta almost there. But also the Manson murders, they really seem to still resonate a lot around LA. They still have so much cultural sort of weight going on. I feel like every time I read a book or see a film, there's still some sort of like hovering around in the background.
There's been a lot of cultural output in the last few years to do with the Mansons. They've kind of floated to the surface a bit in the last 5 years. I actually, when I first got to LA, I listened to a podcast called You Must Remember This, which was had a 12-part or so series about all the ways in which the Manson story rubbed up against the entertainment industry. And it felt like the origin story of modern-day LA. Like, every day you walk down the street and there's a dozen potential Mansons. Like, this was a guy who wanted to be famous, wasn't allowed to be, or was too much of a crazy for it, and said, okay, I'm going to tear the whole thing down.
Mm.
I mean, that hunger is so present and perceptible in modern-day Los Angeles. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's a kind of a weird sort of prescient, I guess, story for, I guess, fame culture, that kind of thing as well. But also, it's just kind of awful and horrible, but definitely seems to resonate a lot with people. So that's going to be sort of a context in this Tarantino movie. Anything else that people should be looking out for, films they should be thinking about going to or, you know, avoiding at all costs?
Well, the films coming out this week in New Zealand include Stuber, which is an action comedy throwback starring Dave Bautista and Kumail Nanjiani, which is kind of trying to be a 48 Hours or Lethal Weapon for now. Not 100% successful in that endeavor, but I appreciated the effort because I love those kind of films. I love any film that tries to bring them back.
Is it like a buddy comedy kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally. He's an Uber driver, and Dave Bautista is a detective who commandeers his car and pretty violent. Kind of an awkward film, but I liked it. If you like that kind of thing, I recommend checking it out. And there's also a film in theatres this week in New Zealand called Ophelia, which is telling the Hamlet story from Ophelia's perspective.
I've heard quite good things about this. Is it? What's your take on it? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but it's been getting kind of quite mixed reviews. Some people love it, some people don't. But it's of note because it's directed by a woman named Claire McCarthy, who recently finished directing all the episodes of The Luminary.
Oh, okay.
Down in the South Island. And her partner is a guy called Denton Baker, who's a Kiwi. She's Australian, and he's a cinematographer. And he worked on Ophelia as well as The Luminaries as well. So,
okay, right.
I'm sure we're all very excited for when The Luminaries comes out. And this woman has been the sort of principal adapter in a directorial capacity.
That's interesting then. So it might give us a bit of a taste for The Luminaries, what that's going to be like. I see it's got Daisy Ridley in it of Star Wars fame. She's great,
yeah.
Actually. I like watching her in things. She sort of can tip her hat to many different genres. She's sort of managed to survive the pigeonholing.
Yeah, that's true. She is good. She's like, someone took Keira Knightley and said, let's try again and do it properly.
Oh, poor old Keira Knightley.
I just mean, like, career-wise, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Job harsh on poor old Keira. I like Keira Knightley. I defend Keira Knightley.
I will always love Keira Knightley for Bend It Like Beckham. That's just, you know, can't go past it. Iconic movie of all time, really. And very, you know, very important at the moment with football, women's football being the hot topic as well. So that's, you know, a great movie to
Absolutely. Maybe
rewatch
Absolutely.
Over the weekend too if you want to have a throwback. Okay, so Ophelia, we've got Ophelia, Stuber, and also the new Tarantino. What's the name of the Tarantino again?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's not out for another month or so in New Zealand.
But it'll
not
be
out for another few weeks here. But I'm doing a press junket tomorrow for it. So
cool. Well, we'll look forward to hearing what you think.
Participating in that.
We'll look forward to hearing
what you think
about that and about live-action Lion King as well next week. That's exciting. Hey, thanks so much, Fabian.
One more. There's a documentary out in theatres in New Zealand this week, a New Zealand documentary called Camino Skies, which is about the Camino Trail, which is a big, long nature walk that's very famous. And I haven't seen Camino Skies, but it was made by a Kiwi, I believe. So
wicked.
Probably worth checking out.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Fabian. We'll speak to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
Cheers. Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Plenty to keep you entertained.